Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Mm. Windfall is intended for a mature audience. This episode includes sudden loud noises, gun violence, adult language, and death. This episode may be especially triggering because of an instance of suicide. If you or someone you know is struggling with suicidal ideation, please call the National Suicide Prevention Hotline anytime at 1-800-273-8255. Take care of yourselves. Enjoy the show.
Proximans, this is Flip Costas with the WCBC. Today is the day we've all been waiting for here in Windfall City, Contact Day. You followed along all week as we've asked you, our loyal viewers, what this wondrous holiday meant to you. And now, we'll finally get to experience its majestic wonder ourselves. You know, I've been to every single one of these festivals since I was a child.
Hey there, friend. You're late.
Yeah, I had a long night. Had to pick up some last-minute deliveries for today.
Do you even expect to sell any of them?
I do fine, thank you very much.
Seriously, is everything all right? You don't look so good.
Yeah, Sylvie, I'm great. You look like shit yourself.
Oh, this? It's nothing. Got in a scrape with an old dumb bastard yesterday, but I took care of it. Here, let me help you with that.
No, I'm good.
Ugh, you smell like a wet rag soaked in grain wine. Maybe you should have showered before coming up.
I didn't know my personal hygiene was the Wolfpack's concern.
No, of course. It isn't. I'd just imagine you'd make a few more sales if you didn't smell so terrible.
Great to see you too. Look, I've got to go get set up, but I'll call you later if I need anything, okay?
All right. How's about tonight, after we're both off, we go and have tea? See if I can help you with whatever's making you drink so much.
I sincerely doubt it. But will you lay off me if I say yes?
You always say that. Okay, for now.
All right, then. Now get out of my way and let me get ready.
So long, hon.
bloody zip.
Allow me, Wanda June.
I'm fully capable of dressing myself.
Of course, I only meant to help.
How does my city look? Is my face everywhere? Are there streamers and lights?
Yes, ma'am. The event organizers and merchants have done an excellent job. The city is beautiful.
Perfect. And all the visitors, are they enjoying themselves?
Every guest survey returned since the beginning of the festival has had positive reviews.
Amazing. This will give them the chance to see Windfall in all its glory. They'll want to come back and live closer to me and all the magnificence I've bestowed on this humble world.
Your subjects will do anything to make you happy.
If all goes well, do you think we'll be able to break ground on a fifth tower sometime in the next year?
Undoubtedly.
Well, I can't wait for that day. I can't help but think that maybe then someone else like me will hear about us and come too.
One can only hope, my dear. Captain Root, this is unexpected.
My liege, may I say that you look astounding. In honor of your festival, I wanted to deliver today's status report in person.
Why, thank you, Captain. I do look rather nice. You're too kind, though, obviously.
Per Tinman's request, we have locked down all cells in the South Tower prison. Within the past 48 hours, we have made close to 200 more callers.
200? That's madness!
We needed to be sure that all of your dissenters were out of the way. It is a bit crowded in there now.
I'm sure there's room for all of them, isn't there, Captain?
Certainly. It's nothing we can't handle.
Well, good then. And the amphitheater? Are there enough robes to prevent any, unsavory visitors to the coronation ceremony? I need to be sure we won't have a repeat of last year's embarrassment.
Absolutely. Our most senior guards have put together an elite accompaniment to police all entrances and exits to the amphitheater on the East Tower.
Well, it will be your head if you're wrong this time. Am I clear?
Crystal.
Now run along. I need to finish getting ready for the ceremony.
Your Majesty, I look forward to seeing you there.
This. How are you feeling?
Still pretty weak, but better. Thank you.
You really scared me. I thought I was gonna lose you, and I've never felt that way before.
I'm so sorry.
Don't apologize. It's not like you did it on purpose. Those drugs, though, you need to stop.
I know. I thought I would be okay. I've done that before, no problem. I just needed to get those robes done, and...
I understand. You don't have to worry about that anymore, though.
You spoke to Root?
Yes. You don't have to finish the job anymore.
How? There's no way he agreed to that. It's contact day, and I'm still not done.
I told him you quit his fucking circus. A bunch of robes are not worth your life, Pav. I don't care how perfect they are.
You said what?
That you quit. Don't worry, I'll work and take care of us both. Now we don't have to worry about the Wolfpack's bullshit rules and we can just be together.
We can't survive off of your salary alone. God, that's completely absurd. What am I going to do? I'll call him back. I'll tell him I'm almost done with two of them and then...
No, Pav, it's over.
It can't be over. How could you make such a huge fucking decision for me? This is my life, you had no right.
I just thought I was doing the right thing.
No. You were only thinking about yourself. You want us to be together, but how are we supposed to do that if I don't even have clearance to be up here?
Root won't take away your clearance.
How do you know that? And what happens when we get into a fight, if we break up? I can't be dependent on you like that.
I love you. I'll figure out a way to make this work.
No. Don't you dare say that to me. Not now. You don't get to use that word as an apology.
What are you talking about? I'm not saying it like that. I mean it.
If you loved me, you wouldn't have done this behind my back.
I just watched you overdose and almost die in my arms. Don't you dare tell me that I don't love you.
Love isn't a magic wand that makes everything better. You made a choice about my life, and it was the wrong one.
Of course I know love isn't a magic wand, but it's real. It's the only good thing that's ever happened to me. Can you blame me for wanting to hold on for dear life? If we have to go back to the ground, so be it. Whatever it takes to be together.
No. No, I cannot go back to the ground.
What, are you too good for it now? I didn't realize you were such a snob.
You wouldn't understand.
You can tell me anything, but you won't. If there's something really holding us back, it's all on you. I'm willing to work through it. You're accusing me of doing something behind your back, but you're keeping things from me too? Drugs, what else?
I can't tell you.
You know what? Maybe you're right. Love isn't enough. All of the decisions that I've made in this relationship have been for us. All of the decisions that you've made have been for you.
That is not true.
I've always just been one of your little girls to pretend with, and I bet you do this all the time.
No, how could you even say that?
So, Pavlima, tell me, how many other new recruits have you gone through?
Look, who I've slept with is in the past, and it's none of your business. You have no right to use that as an excuse to decide my life for me.
When you look back on this relationship, know that my feelings were genuine. I love you, and you have to live with that.
Kendall! Kendall!
Ah! What the fuck was that?
What's going on?
Helena, get out of here! Someone's attacking the city!
What about you?
I've got to stay and evacuate as many people as possible.
Are you kidding me? These fanatics aren't worth it, Sylvie! Leave with me, I think I know somewhere safe.
Wanda, damn it! I'll not have you disrespecting my people so openly anymore! They took me in when I needed help, and I plan to do whatever it takes to protect them!
Blindly following the Queen to the end?
Get your head out of your ass and go!
Holy shit!
Our defenses were never prepared for this!
The ships, they look familiar!
Are you kidding me? I've never seen anything like them!
Just give me a second! I have to grab a few things!
No! Leave them behind!
What the hell's going on?
We've been looking for you.
Is that...
the East Tower. It's falling.
Do you know who's responsible for this?
No. But they'll pay for the monstrous thing that they've done on this sacred day. Wanda willing.
What are you doing?
I'm taking this robe off. There's no point in wearing it now. I'll stick out like a sore thumb.
What do you mean?
Look around you. We don't have the weapons to withstand an enemy like that. Do you see those ships? They're massive. They tore a hole in the sky as if they came from nowhere.
Which way should we go? Up or down? Where will we be safe?
You think I could care less what happens to you? You're lucky I don't put you back in the cell where you belong. Fend for yourself.
We have to get these prisoners out of here. We can't just leave them behind like
this. Good luck with that. I'm headed to the elevators.
Wait! Please, hold on! Damn it! Hold on! I'm coming with you!
Underneath a fallen platform. When I lifted it off of him,
No, 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 no.
Yeah, it got me pretty good.
I'm not leaving you behind. Let me help you up. Grab on.
Helena, look at me. Even if you can get this out of my stomach, I'll bleed out.
No, I refuse to believe that.
Do me a favor.
Anything.
In my right boot, there's a gun I can't reach. Hand it to me.
To do what?
I'd rather this be quick.
Sylvie, please, there must be another way.
There's no saving me now. It's only a matter of time. Just let me die with dignity on my own terms.
Oh, Sylvie. I love you. I know I never showed it, not the right way, but I do. You've cared about me when I didn't care about myself. I don't know what I ever did to be worthy of a friend like you, but... Thank you. Thank you for everything.
I love you too, Helena. You've always been worthy. You just don't see yourself the way I do. I've been lucky to know you. What do you think you're doing?
I won't leave you alone to die like this! I'm staying until the bitter end!
No, no, you're not. Please, Helena, if you're my friend, you'll just grant me this one last wish. Leave me in peace. Just tell my family that I died doing what I believed in. Protecting my beloved city. Windfall.
Oh, Sylvie.
Just go, damn it! Please.
Goodbye, my friend.
Stay calm, Wanda June. The approaching forces are friendly, rest assured.
Friendly? Do you not see the destruction they have wrought already? The East Tower is destroyed. It's destroyed. My beautiful amphitheater.
How long have we known one another, Your Majesty? Have I ever led you astray?
Well, not once.
So please, have faith in me. Everything is happening according to plan.
This was never part of my plan. I wanted to get out for a few hours, see my people, secure funding for the future of our city.
Yes, Tin Man, I'll have to agree with the Queen on this one.
Captain Root, didn't we dismiss you already?
I wanted to escort you personally to the ceremony, Your Majesty, so I stuck around in the foyer and had a front row seat to the devastation. Our anti-aircraft guns didn't stand a chance.
It was like the attackers knew exactly where they were, like they had precise knowledge of our defenses.
Astounding, really.
Tin Man, do you think it had anything to do with those signals I found last night?
Both of you may relax. I'm going to let our guests in, and we'll all sit down and explain everything.
You're going to do what? That's a terrible idea.
I have to shut him down. He'll kill us all.
Tin Man!
Useless bucket of
I forbid it. I forbid it.
She's forbidding it.
Wanda June, I'd like to introduce you to someone very special.
Who the hell are you?
A friend.
You are definitely no friend of mine.
I beg to differ. You're Kurt and Jill's daughter, right? Charmed, I presume. BT9, I would like to commend you on all of your excellent work.
Thank you, Admiral Timms. I've done my very best.
But how did she know my parents?
Your parents' work brought us here, taught us about this place, and so did your time ruling over it.
May I introduce myself? My name is Captain Root. I've been working alongside Queen Wanda and her Tin Man, BT9, for many years now.
I know all about what kind of slime you are. Take him away.
What are you doing? I've done everything you've ever asked of me. This isn't right. I can't even answer to you. Whatever you need.
Now, where were we?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Would you calm down? It's impossible to think in here.
Look, kid, I let you off easy, but I have no problem kicking you off this lift.
I'm just trying to figure out what is happening out there.
I think it's fairly obvious.
Oh?
Grounders scum like you. There have been rumors of opposition forces amassing for months now. They want to take our land.
You mean the land that Wanda and the Wolfpack stole from us in the first place?
You watch your tongue. I know what you are.
You zealots are all the same. Groveling at the Queen's feet like cattle, no questions asked.
That's it.
I'm sorry. No. Wait. I'll shut up. Please, take me back down with you.
Down? We've been going up.
Are you insane? There isn't going to be an up soon.
She is up. She will know what to do.
I guarantee you she doesn't know anything about this.
Oh, I hope you die painfully.
Oh, no, please! I have to get back to the ground.
Come and celebrate your beautiful queen.
Shayma! Shayma, if you're inside, open the fucking door!
Cass, what are you doing here? I told you never to come back!
Are you insane? Our shit doesn't matter when the sky's practically falling down! You need to follow me, now!
I'm not going anywhere with you!
We need to find Gertie and get to Vern's stash!
Then do what, exactly?
Well, let me inside, will you?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Someone is attacking the city. We have to arm ourselves.
What do you think a few silly guns will do to whatever's out there? The way I see it, the city's about to be destroyed. Us along with it, and good riddance.
Don't you see? This is exactly what Vern was waiting for. And he was right all along.
Don't you dare say his fucking name.
Listen to me. He knew something was gonna happen, and it did.
The only thing that happened was that you got him killed. And I'll never be able to forgive you.
We need to put that shit behind us and get to the sewers if we want to stay alive. Now!
This is insane.
Come on! We need to get to the cache, and if you can't tell by what's going on around you, we're certainly not safe on the ground either.
Okay, fine. But this changes nothing.
Damn it! Helena, I am
so glad you got out of there.
I don't know why I'm always the one who survives!
Why do you say that?
I still can't believe it really happened. I can't believe any of this is really happening.
What are you talking about? What happened out there?
Wait a minute. Puff, are you actually going back down to the surface? Are you sure that's safe?
What is she talking about, safe?
I don't know, but it's the only place that makes sense right now.
Why won't you tell me what's going on?
I will tell you, but not right now.
Who's the robe?
Name's Kendall.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
Used to go to Gertz a lot. Surprised you'd remembered me. The kind of lush you are.
Oh, I know who you are now. You're a friend of Cass.
Yeah, what of it?
Helena, do you have any idea what's going on out there? We couldn't see anything from my place.
Some sort of full-scale air assault. I have no idea who could be responsible, but whoever it is has a massive fleet that tore a hole in the sky.
Oh, Pop, I hope you've got a fucking answer for that.
Relax, okay? We're gonna get where we're going. Power failures are a given, and the backup generators are only good for a few floors before it's gonna turn itself off and recharge.
We don't have time for that. The shaft might not last that long.
I think we're all right for now. From what I could see, the ships were focused on the East Tower and the castle.
So, where do we go when we get there?
Don't worry about it. I've got people down there.
I wouldn't be so sure about that anymore.
I've got to say, I love what you've done with the place. These old chameleon transports used to look so drab.
Tin Man, what does she mean we brought them here? Haven't you looked outside? She's leveling everything my people have built.
I wouldn't worry about it, Wanda.
Not everything. Only one of the main towers. Just enough so they know we're not fucking around.
And on contact, no less.
It's all part of the plan, as it were.
What bloody plan do you keep talking about?
Why, Wanda June, it was just yesterday that you were telling me how lonely you were here among all of your subjects.
Yes, but people are dying. My people are dying, and I never wanted this.
Admiral Timms represents the second phase of what your parents came here for in the first place.
And what was that?
To deliver us a new home. To find a place worth settling for humankind.
To eventually reunite you with the people they left behind.
You're not making any sense. You told me that I was special. That I was the only one like me.
That is an oversimplification, dear. I said that you are the only one like you here.
Well, now my head is swirling. It's swirling.
Why don't you go and take a rest? You've done some truly wonderful work. Rounding up the locals for us, earning their allegiance. But I assure you, I can take over from here.
Yes, Wanda June, why don't you go up and watch one of those videos you love so much? Your mother and father would be so proud.
Of what, exactly? What would they be so proud of?
Giving humans a new place to colonize. One outfitted with an adoring populace, more than willing to serve us, no less.
Well, I don't think I like the sound of that, and I will stay right here. Thank you very much.
Why not? It's the second chance we've needed for decades, since the fall of Earth.
I need to be sure that Windfall City is safe and that we can continue with the festival which we have worked very hard on. My people need to see that I'm alive and well, now more than ever.
Oh, honey. You're mistaken.
About what?
When I asked you to take a rest, I was simply being polite.
I'm afraid she's right, Your Highness.
What do you mean?
Your people won't be needing you at all anymore. From now on, they answer to me.
But...
Come on, dear. Let's get you back to your quarters. Admiral, I will be back once Wanda June is down for her nap.
I do not want a bloody nap. I don't want this. What will they think of me if I bow down to you like some sort of loyal servant?
Exactly what we want them to.
Get your bloody metal hands off of me! Don't want
How the hell did you make it all the way down here, Helena?
I had to get out of there. There's nothing left.
Who's the stranger?
She's an old friend.
Could swear I've seen her from somewhere.
No.
Is Kaz around?
My nephew won't be having any more to do with you, Kendall.
Hey, Excuse me. Your manners, why don't you?
Both of you, shut up! Gertie, somebody's attacking the city.
I can see that. Let the wolves sort it out.
I don't know if the wolves are going to be able to sort this one out. You've got to clear this place. We need somewhere to hide, and we need guns.
You're talking pretty loose-lipped in front of the last person I'd ever trust.
Oh, this lady.
Why should I care what happens up there? My world isn't going to end if I stay open while the nosebleeds deal with their own mess.
Something much bigger than either of us could have ever imagined is up there. Vern was right all along.
Oh, this is ridiculous. What can we do? What can we do about any of it? Better to stay put. A captain goes down with her ship and all that.
This doesn't have to be the end of us, though. We need to survive. I say down to the sewers.
What the? Oh, man. Okay, fine. Everybody out. Go find a place to hide. There's no sense in dying today if we don't have to.
Gertie? You got any more of those?
I thought you were some kind of pacifist.
I'm a pacifist who wants to live.
And what about us?
Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't have to leave with the others.
Excuse me?
Where is Cass? Is he safe?
Yeah. Follow me. He'll meet us.
Oh, I was so worried.
Why? What's wrong?
Like you don't know all about it, turncoat.
All right, lady. I can read a room. Something tragic's happened, but that doesn't mean you need to be disrespectful to my friend.
Your friend.
Do you really think it's a good idea to piss off your ticket out of here?
Point taken.
Now get down there. We ain't got all day.
Into the sewers?
Did I stutter?
Come on.
Gert, I can't thank you enough for taking us in.
Don't mention it.
So, what's next?
Follow me. You'll see.
Okay, here it is.
This is stupid. I can't believe we're here.
Relax. We're safer down here anyways. Here, take this.
No way. I want nothing to do with your ridiculous plan, Cass.
Will you just shut up already and take one?
These guns. It makes me sick to look at them. Vern...
I know, Shame. Vern's death really did a number on me, too. He's the only semblance of a parent we had. Now he's gone.
It wouldn't be this way if both you and Argus had just kept your heads down like I'd asked. We wouldn't be in this mess.
But Vern was right all along. That's what I keep trying to tell you, Shame. He was right not to give up. His death doesn't have to be in vain. Look what he died for.
Right. What a saint. Saint Vern in the Martyr, we'll call him one day.
You're joking now, but this could mean everything.
Well, hello, boys. Looks like we all had the same idea.
What is she doing here?
Oh my God.
Knock it off.
Hey, don't you dare point that thing at Kendall.
I'll do what I damn well please. She's the one who got my uncle murdered.
What?
Oh, you didn't know? Mila came for Vern because of you. Now everyone in my family has a price on their heads.
Is that true, Kaz?
We watched her do it.
What did you think would happen?
Enough!
I don't care what she has to say. Vern's death is on her hands.
If you hurt her, it'll be the last thing you do.
You won't lay a hand on my nephew.
Then tell him to stop pointing that fucking gun at my girlfriend.
Guys! I thought Root would take care of it. I thought there would be more missions, but he didn't listen to me. He just wanted to impress Wanda. He didn't care about the ground or anything else.
Well, that's what you get for turning your back on your people and joining up with the wolf pack. You're a traitor as far as I'm concerned.
No one talks to her that way. Look, I have heard enough false accusations as if she had any choice in the matter.
What's that supposed to mean? Everyone has a choice. All we do is make choices.
Can we focus on the matter at hand? I can explain myself later, but right now something bigger than me and Isaac and Vern is happening.
She's right.
Look, someone's attacking Windfall, and I think it's best to be prepared because whoever they certainly are not on our side.
That's right.
Did you see the kind of firepower they're working with?
The city's in ruins.
My point exactly. Vern's gun stash is impressive for the ground, but it's nothing compared to that. Is everyone else taking crazy pills here but me?
Oh, those ships. They looked familiar. They looked like wolf pack ships.
No.
The wolves attacking the city? They've been locking people up for weeks now.
The number of cuffs they've been making lately has been astronomical. They're taking people in for sneezing.
Do you think they did it on purpose?
Do you even hear yourselves? What would be the point in destroying that tower? The Wolfpack thrives on strict bureaucratic order.
See? She'll defend him through and through. I want her out.
I'm not defending them. I'm just saying it's not their style. And those ships are too powerful. The Wolfpack doesn't stand a chance against them.
Why would they do this? Those ships are destroying everything they've worked to build. This is something else. Someone else entirely.
Someone worse than the wolves?
Maybe they've come to liberate us.
Fuck that.
Maybe they're from the Reaches.
No, we don't have that kind of technology back home.
I think it's safe to assume that whoever they are, it'll be bad for the ground. It always is.
Which is exactly why we need to be ready.
Seriously? You too, Gert?
Yes, me too. Vern was right.
Thank you.
No. Look what's happened to everyone who tried to do it that way. Look what just happened to Vern.
You want
to
bow down again? Aren't you sick of living like this?
At least I'm living.
Have you forgotten about your brother? This could be our chance to free Argus.
Of course not.
I wasn't here when your parents died, and I'll never be able to forgive myself for that. But I can be here for you boys now. I won't leave Argus to fend for himself. If there's a chance that he's still alive, then we need to get him out.
It's time the ground made another stand. Now's our chance.
Yes.
If we don't take it, then we're agreeing to remain slaves for the rest of time. We're condemning our children to live this life.
Look, I'm not sure about all that, but you're right that whoever is in those ships is bad news. We need to be prepared for anything.
I am not going back to my old life, but I agree with Gert. It's time for a new one.
They killed Sylvie. It's their fault.
It's settled then. Right here, right now, we make a stand. First things first, though, let's round up people and get them to safety. What happens next is anyone's guess. Best not to be taken by surprise.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. Agree.
For Sylvie.
For Vern.
Here.
Thanks.
Kendall.
Kaz.
Shame.
This is stupid.
Gert, wait. Are we really doing this?
It's about time we did. It's what I've been waiting for all these years. You think I came here to open a bar and live out the rest of my days quietly? I gave up my life out there in the world to free my boys and to free my people.
All right, let's go.
Windfall is a Rogue Dialogue production. It was written and directed by
Bob Raimonda
and Christy Donato.
Sound design, mix, and score by Adam Raimonda. Additional audio editing by
Leanne Patrick.
We'd like to thank the additional musicians who recorded for this season: Gabriella Evergreen on cello, Jared Trainer on drums, and Pavlina Horakova on vocals. Here's our main cast in order of appearance:
Graham Rowett, Flip Costas,
Emily Battles, Helena,
Nadia Levin, Sylvie,
Jess Clark, Wanda June,
Michael Larkin, Tin Man,
Josh Rubino,
Root.
Mallory Roach. Kendall.
Claire Lopez. Pavlima.
Marcus Stewart. Argus.
Stephen Panofsky.
Wolfpack Guard.
Crystal Osborne. Tims.
Cornelius Moore. Cass.
Ushaka Benson. Shema.
And
Cheryl Mordaunt. Gert.
Additional voices by
Emily Holsizer,
Alyssa Otosky-Kime,
Heather Rosenthal,
Isaac Betters,
Liam Fitzpatrick,
Lizzie Goldsmith,
Crystal Osborne,
and
Talon Larm.
Casting direction by
Clara Lopez.
Produced by
Bob Raimonda,
Christy Donato,
Adam Raimonda,
Crystal Osborne,
and Michael Paunovsky.
And our graphic artist is
Sam Twardy.
Find out more details about the show, characters, and world of Windfall by visiting our website, windfallpodcast.com. There are so many people that made this first season possible. First and foremost, thank you to the Donato, Raimonda, Benincasa, and Paunovsky families. They acted as hospitality, craft services, and mental support throughout the entire process of making this show. It wouldn't be the same without you. Thank you so much for that. We would also like to shout out every single one of our Patreon supporters. Angelo Di Mattia, Brendan Scott, Carla Duval, Carmel Butler, Ciara P., Daniel Schinners, Deanna Amoya, Derek Brians, Emily Verona, Eric Runkel, Jack Peavyhouse, Jessica Todd, Katie Finout, Kelly Quinn, Leanne Patrick, Leslie Gideon, Mark Beam, Mel Hartman, Michael Volo, Millie Bailey, Ushaka Benson, Peter Williams, Sharon Donato, Shayla Farino, and Claudia Elvidge. Because of all of you, we are already on our way to being able to pay our cast for their efforts in Season 2. Rather than just feeding them or covering travel costs. The support of these patrons means the world to us. You can help contribute directly to Windfall's continued existence by joining these folks over at patreon.com/roguedialogue. We'd also like to thank our incredible mini-season cast. In the last 7 days, patrons have received exclusive access to a series of man-on-the-street interviews called Tales from Windfall City. The incredible actors that brought these interviews to life helped pull them off in under 2 weeks' time. They deserve to be cast in everything that comes their way. Here they are.
Graham Rowett. Flip Costas.
Jeremiah Isley. Jermaine LeBou.
Jordan Stillman. Elise.
Brad. Sven Minsk.
Josh Rubino. Root.
Blythe Renee. Maeve.
Jess Clark. Wanda June.
If you don't have the means to support us on Patreon, it would mean just as much to us if you'd tell a friend or family member to listen to the show. Introducing folks to Wanda and the Proximans, and now the humans, is sometimes hard to do on a shoestring budget. So word of mouth can help us grow immeasurably. The final people we would like to thank before we button up our first season is you, the listeners. Whether you listen to the early drafts of our first episodes before they ever aired, or you're part of the fiction podcast community tweeting about us on hashtag AudioDramaSunday, or you just stumbled upon us in your favorite podcatcher, you are why we do what we do. The first season may be over, but we have more exciting things on the horizon. Please keep subscribed to this feed for updates about new shows from Rogue Dialogue, as well as news about Season 2. And citizens, don't forget to ask yourself, what would Wanda do?
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You wake up startled in the middle of the night, convinced that there's something out there in the darkness. Your brain tells you that there's nothing to be afraid of, that the inhuman shape in the corner of your room is just your laundry piled on a chair. But as you hear the ghostly, ragged breathing that doesn't belong to you, you realize your brain is dead wrong. If you love the mix of horror, mystery, and comedy in shows like Buffy, Ash vs. the Evil Dead, or Supernatural, you'll feel right at home on The Crit Show, a Monster of the Week actual play podcast where the players, playing as themselves, are tasked with being the last line of defense from the forces of evil that go bump in the night. Join us every Wednesday and learn the games we play while the gang tries their best to solve the mysteries, hunt the monsters, and protect the innocent. Their intentions are good. Their dice rolls, not so much. You can find The Crit Show at thecritshowpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.